is 6:30-ish, and I'd like to call this board policy committee meeting to order. Right now, we have in attendance Dr. Raines, myself, Stacey Borgen. I believe Mr. Faber is still on the line. Mrs. Serino. And we have Mr. Perkins on the line in the ether. So we will get this underway. We don't have any public comments that I know of.
No, we do not.
Okay, perfect. So we will go forward. Sorry, my computer is acting up. What page are we on? I just lost my page. Sorry.
18.
Okay, thank you. All right, page 18 is 7:20, student harassment of students prohibited. On the first page, it is footnotes. The second page is under making a complaint. They have taken out the word enforcement. Then on page 19, it looks like, or I'm sorry, page 20, they have stricken some information. They've taken out the word complaints will be kept confidential to the extent possible, given the need to investigate. Students who make good faith complaints will not be disciplined. Then they have added, and I'll just read the paragraph, an allegation that a student was a victim of any prohibited conduct perpetrated by school personnel, including school vendor or volunteer, shall be processed and reviewed according to policy 5:90, abuse and neglected child reporting, in addition to any response required by this policy. They also struck out another student shall be referred to the building principal, assistant principal, or dean of students for appropriate action. So, and then I'm sure the complaint managers will be updated per usual. Then it just has a minor circuit. It says superintendent shall be responsible, I'm sorry, shall use reasonable measures to inform staff members and students of this policy. And then it says by including, oh, sorry, it's probably on the next page. By including one, for students, age-appropriate information about the contents of the policy in the district student's handbook, on the district's website, and if applicable, in any other areas where policies, rules, standards of conduct fit in each school. Two, for staff members, this policy and appropriate handbook, if applicable, and or in any other areas where policies, rules, and standards of conduct are otherwise made available to staff. Then they have added this lovely investigation process. Supervisors, building principals, or administrators who will receive a report or complaint of harassment must promptly forward the report or complaint to the non-discrimination coordinator or complaint manager. A supervisor or administrator who fails to promptly comply may be disciplined up to and including discharge. Reports and complaints of harassment will be confidential to the greatest extent practicable, subject to the district's duty of investigate and maintain an educational environment that is productive, respectful, and free of unlawful discrimination, including harassment. The district shall investigate alleged harassment of students when the non-discrimination coordinator or complaint manager becomes aware of an allegation, regardless of whether a written report or complaint is filed. An allegation of sexual abuse is an incident of sexual abuse of a child as defined in 720 ILCS 5/11-9.1A B. That is alleged to have been perpetrated by school personnel, including school vendor or volunteer, that occurred on school grounds during a school activity or outside of school grounds and not during a school activity. Well, that's broad. Any complaint alleging an incident of sexual abuse shall be processed and reviewed according to the policy NAT 5:90 of Youth and Neglected Child Reporting, in addition to any response required by this policy. Then there's quite a bit in the footnotes. And it entitled the next section, which doesn't look new, but it just entitles it enforcement. So on to 7:90, students released during school hours. This was for high school students, or for high school and unit districts only, and it's in regards to voting. I don't know that we need to go over that, and that doesn't apply to us at this time. 7:130, student rights and thought and responsibilities. These are in the footnotes. 7:325, student activities. This is changes to the footnotes. 8:10, I believe this is reviewed. Is that correct, Dr. Ring?
The next one, the visit.
My apologies. I knew it was 8:00 something. Okay, so 8:10, community relations, connections with the community. If we go down further to near the bottom, it says the public relations program should include, one, regular news releases concerning district programs, policies, activities, and special event management for distribution by, for example, posting on the using social media platforms, for example, Facebook, Twitter, etc., or sending to the news media. And then there are some changes in the and the next page has changes, but it's just numerical changes until you get to point number 2. It says the superintendent will. And then you go to point 2B. It says at least annually prepare a report for community engagement initiative. And or, and point C is prepare a final report of the community engagement initiative. So have fun with that, Barbara. 8:30, we are going to table for now, as we're going to have this reviewed by legal counsel. So we're going to go on to page, I apologize. So it seems to be several pages. It looks like page 37. 8:80, community relations, gifts to the district. These are in the footnotes. There are no actual wording changes that I noticed. So on page 39, 8:110, community relations, public suggestions, and concerns. They've added the verbiage, community members who email the district or any district employee or board member are expected to abide by the standards in board policy 6:235, access to electronic networks, and should, to the extent possible, limit their communications to relevant individuals. Interesting. And so then there's changes to the footnotes, and that is it, right?
Mm-hmm. That okay.
So that was faster than I thought.
Yeah.
So you're off the hook, Evan. So at this time, I would call this portion of the board policy meeting to a close. If anybody has any objections, please say aye. Otherwise, I move that we adjourn.
So moved.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. See you guys in a few.